the function of dedication is to direct our virtues towards a particular aim. This is one. But also, our practice of dedication, or when we dedicate our virtues, this performs another important function. You'll probably remember. What it does is it protects our accumulated virtue from being destroyed or depleted. And so Venerable Geshe talks about this now. Also, if we do not practice dedication, the power of the virtuous karma that we have accumulated from many different methods can be easily destroyed by developing anger and negative thoughts, wrong views, and so forth. In this way, our virtue is wasted. Oh my goodness. You know, a lot of times we kind of have to work ourselves up to some virtue. You know, we put all this effort in. You know, other times when our faith is very strong, you know, it comes effortlessly, naturally. But, you know, we apply effort to accumulate virtue. And if we don't dedicate it, then it can easily be destroyed with just a moment or two of anger. And even if it's not destroyed, it could delay the ripening of that karma and depleting it and so forth. The results of virtuous karma are therefore very difficult to keep. Of course, if we dedicate, then we can protect them. But if we never receive these Dharma instructions, then even when we're like being good person, doing beneficial things, because our delusions are very strong, we easily get angry, we're in traffic, we're arguing with a family member or a partner, we have negative minds, we develop wrong views, so forth, we can destroy that so easily, you know. But because we've met Holy Dharma, we have this opportunity to protect our accumulated virtue. And this is just one reason why everyone needs Dharma. Therefore, individual practitioners should, as Atisha said, dedicate your virtue throughout the day and the night. This means giving it to others. Isn't that nice? We're going to give our virtue to others. That is such a bodhisattva intention. The results of even one single virtuous karma or action that we create in just 1 minute are in reality huge. For example, in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, it mentions that one child during Buddha Kashyapa's time, previous Buddha, filled a bowl with dust, regarding it as gold, offered it to Buddha Kashyapa. So have you heard this story? The young child wanted to make an offering to Buddha Kashyapa, had nothing. So he took a bowl and put a bunch of dust, dust and dirt in it, and imagined it was pure gold, and then offered it. I think Buddha Kashyapa was delighted. In reality, the substance was dust and sand, but he regarded it as gold and offered it. As the result of this, the boy was reborn as a great Indian king called Ashoka. This king was very wealthy, and it is said that he built 100,000 stupas in one day. Maybe he had a lot of help because he was wealthy, you know, but he had a good intention. We can see stupas built by Ashoka in many areas of India and other countries. The cause of this was one single virtuous karma. Incredible. We will also receive the same amount of results from our virtuous actions. So we should give this to all living beings. Okay. So as I was reading this, we should receive the same results. We're like, oh, I'm going to get all these good results. And then Gelsha says, so we should give this to all living beings. Anyway, of course, as I've already said, and they will receive the benefits of our dedication, but that's also a very powerful virtuous action. We receive immense benefit. Yeah, but we're thinking of others. And I thought this is so beautiful, this sentence. Dedication is therefore a practice of giving generously. Isn't that beautiful? That's a nice, it's not too long. It's nice that we could memorize that. Dedication is therefore a practice of giving generously. It's a little bit like invisible, but it's such a powerful action of giving. We can dedicate our virtue for society in general, or for a specific person or result. It is also quite important sometimes, collectively, to dedicate our virtues, not just individually. So, our international festivals, Venerable Geshe would always show at the end, we would collect, through all the virtue, all the collected virtue, and then we would dedicate that together. For example, towards world peace and so forth. Then, for a few days or weeks, we can emphasize accumulating a huge collection of virtuous karma by listening to teachings, contemplating, making offerings, or by any other kinds of method and meditation, or powerful spiritual activity, and so forth. Then we can collectively dedicate these virtues for the specific benefit of sentient beings. As a result of this, then of course, they receive the benefits we have dedicated, but we will also receive immense benefit. In these kind of things, we are following the example of the previous Buddhas. Okay? So we're following the correct path. We're following in the path of the Buddhas. We're following our holy spiritual guide. Okay, so in this Mahayana refuge ceremony, of course, we're going to engage in many powerful virtuous actions. As you'll see, we make extensive offerings, okay, beautiful, beautiful offerings to the holy beings. We make many, many powerful virtuous requests to the Buddhas. We will also, of course, take the refuge vows. We will offer the generation of the supreme good heart of bodhicitta. And through all of these powerful virtuous actions, we'll accumulate huge collection of merit or good fortune. Okay? And then, with a motivation of compassion, we will give all this virtue to others, in particular dedicating that all countless living beings benefit through the flourishing of pure Dharma in this world, like this. Okay? Then, Venerable Geshe said, generally, there are many different dedications. This is true. different sadhanas, many different dedications, and so forth. So generally, many different dedications. But for us, I understand that the most important dedications are the ones made in the following three dedication prayers. Are you interested? Okay, generally there are many different dedications, but for us, I understand that the most important dedications are the ones made in the following three dedication prayers. Okay, so I will read these. but these three dedication prayers, three verses, these constitute the special dedication that comes at the end of the ceremony. Okay, so three dedication prayers that are most important for us. Through the two collections of myself and others, gathered throughout the three times, may the doctrine of Conqueror Losang Drakpa flourish forevermore. This is the first dedication. The second is, however many living beings there are, experiencing mental and physical suffering, may their suffering cease through the power of my merit, and may they find everlasting happiness and joy. This is the second dedication. And the third and final dedication is, may all mother beings meet precious teachers who reveal the stages of the path to enlightenment. And through engaging in this path, may they quickly attain the ultimate peace of full enlightenment. Okay, again, these three dedications together constitute the special dedication at the end of the ceremony. So when we are dedicating, the main point of our dedication is that Jaisongkhapa's doctrine, that is, Kadam Dharma, flourishes throughout the world. The main point of our dedication is that Jaisongkhapa's doctrine, that is, Kadam Dharma, flourishes throughout the world. Through this, we are praying that all the people of this world will find the opportunity to practice the stages of the path to enlightenment, Lemrim. And that through this, may they quickly attain the ultimate peace of full enlightenment. This is our aim. We are giving the results of our virtues, or spending the wealth of our virtue, for this aim. How wonderful. How wonderful we've met a teacher who encourages us to do such meaningful things, to accumulate such great merit and virtue, and then following in the path of the great beings, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, to give all this virtue to others. And because we are Mahayana practitioners, or we are Kadampa practitioners, you know, our main aim is flourishing of Kadam Dharma throughout the world, so that all living beings finally will attain the ultimate peace of full enlightenment. Okay, this is our aim. It's like together, this is our aim. We engage in these actions together. We will engage in dedications collectively together for this purpose.